Long-term unemployment has forced some out-of-work Americans to reconsider and sometimes reinvent their life's work. Some are helped by job retraining programs. Some strike off for themselves. We talked to two people this past week who found new jobs after learning new skills, even as they went through some anxious times. Donna Latta of Shelton, Connecticut, is back on the job in a new line of work. She's 59 years old, married, and has a family. Her children are now grown. She was a secretary at a Fortune 500 company when the recession hit, and she lost her job in August of 2010.
Well, it was very upsetting because I had been with the company for 28 years, and the people that I work with, you know, it was like family. So when that happened, it was very disturbing, but I understood, and I was grateful to the years that I did have with the company that I worked for.
What happened when you began to look for work?
Well, it wasn't easy. There were so many people that were unemployed during that time. And when I started working, which was a long time ago, you could come out of high school and you could get trained for a position. Mm-hmm. And that was fine. But now when you went to these companies, they wanted you to have all the skills. And if you applied for a position and there was something in that position you were not qualified to do, you were overlooked.
So how long were you unemployed?
Well, I was unemployed for really about a year and 7 months because I did do a temp position for 5 months.
So we reached you where you're working a shift at a hospital, which sounds like a different career entirely. What happened?
Yes. I came across an article in the paper mm-hmm. about the healthcare academy that was through the workplace, and I applied for it, and I realized that this was something that I could do because I always wanted to be in healthcare. But because I got married young and had my children young, I was more focused on their development at the time.
So you're doing what you wanted to do a number of years ago.
Well, basically, I wanted to be a midwife, but now I'm learning how to be a medical assistant.
So you're working in physical therapy, right?
Yes.
May I ask, indelicately, how's the pay compare to when you worked at the Fortune 500 company?
Unfortunately, being that I worked at my former company like 28 years, it was a significant reduction in pay. But the reward that I'm doing now working with people and working with this group, I think it outweighs right now the pay that I was making. And eventually, because I'm going for my certification as a medical assistant, that will come also.
Chris Cluck of Springfield, Missouri, is back at work in the cab of a truck, but that's not the route on which he started. Mr. Cluck spent 15 years in the news business. He began writing obituaries for a local newspaper, rising to staff writer, then editor, even publishing his own weekly newspaper. Chris Cluck had taken a reporter's job in 2007 with a newspaper in Ozark, Missouri, when
they downsized and I found myself without a job at 43 years old. So, you know, I did take a Lennon McCartney song. I felt kind of like the fool on the hill, you know. I had had made it, you know, to the top of the hill, but one day you wake up and discover you've got to find out what else you're going to do for the rest of your life.
There you are, without a job, in your 40s, without income, health care. What did you do?
You know, what I knew was I had to have a plan. So fortunately, my brother had found himself in a similar situation in 2001, and he said, well, you know, the trucking industry right now is really looking for people, and I decided, well, it seemed like I can enjoy it, and it certainly pays a lot better, too, I have to say that.
Driving a truck pays a lot better than being a reporter? You were an editor.
Yes, when I became an editor in 97, 98, I made about $25,000 a year, and that was the best I ever made. When I started out writing obituaries, it was $250 a week. Mm-hmm. And my first year truck driving, I made three times that.
Well, good for you. It's a tough way to live, though, isn't it?
Scott, we're out. I'm out, 2 to 3 weeks at a time. It's you certainly earn the money you do.
Are you happy?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a struggle when I first approached my wife about doing this. She said, well, do you think you can drive a truck? She says, I've seen you parallel park before. I thought, well, you know, I got my license. It did take me three times to pass the backing part, though, but, you know, I, I feel really, you know, truly blessed to have been able to fulfill the plan I had.
Chris Kluck of Springfield, Missouri. Before that, Donna Latta of Shelton, Connecticut. And you're listening to NPR News.